When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Junkies, hour number two. It's the EB and Biss show. Holiday schedules have started. Cakes and JP are off this week. I've got that holiday show on Friday, of course, from MGM. But you are listening to us on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, also 910 The Fan in Richmond. And you're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. And we'll be taking your calls very shortly to get your reaction to the 20-19 win down in New Orleans. But it is time to hit the skins.
That's right. Hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy Shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned Crop. I believe they're heading over to my mom's today, bringing in the backhoe, and they're going to get that plumbing issue resolved.
Yeah, hopefully the rain stops.
I think it's supposed to stop, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Obviously.
By the way, yesterday, did you see how big the flakes were yesterday? Was it snowing at your house?
You know what's funny? I never looked back. I never really did.
They were huge. I mean, they were the size of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably snowed for an hour. I mean, it didn't stick.
When did it start for you? Because once the game was on, I didn't really
look back. It started probably noon.
Really?
Yeah, probably snowed for like an hour and a half. It didn't stick, which is fine, but man, the flakes were huge. Anyway.
All right, so important win for Washington. They get to 9-5. It was kind of ugly down the stretch, but I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that, fairly dominating for a lot of it. I wish we would have been able to put more points on the board and to make this a little easier, but... You know, they had the ball for over 40 minutes. They had a 17-0 lead at one point. 23 first downs to their 17. Mm-hmm. We were 9 of 17 in third down efficiency. 74 plays to their 51. 326 total yards. 189 yards passing when you take into account the 8 sacks and everything. So that was the downside. Too many sacks, obviously. Too many penalties. We had...
Although some of them were dicey calls.
Some of them were dicey. The one on Fowler, I still don't understand. Yeah. And I thought they should have called a pass interference on the one pass down the sideline to Terry. But 9 penalties for 84 yards for Washington. Just 4 penalties for 36 for New Orleans. You got to tip your cap to New Orleans. I like their coach. I like his fight and coming out at halftime. Actually, kind of took me by surprise. I was kind of banking on Hayner coming out there and struggling some more. So when they put Rattler in there, he did give them a jolt.
He did.
And made them kind of competitive down the stretch. And to be honest with you, I basically thought we were going to lose the game because we just weren't able to convert.
Yeah. And he was making throws down the field.
Yeah, I mean, they're down there and, you know, the 2 yard line or whatever for the 2 point conversion. I figured they'd make it and it would be a sad, sad Monday.
Yeah.
But thank God they didn't.
Now, if Moreau catches that ball, is that a touchdown or is that a 2 point conversion?
On the
2 point conversion,
yeah.
He rolls out, he throws it to Moreau and it goes off his hands. But if he catches that, was he inbounds? I think he probably would have been.
Know. Yeah, I assume. Yeah. I just figured that I just couldn't believe that we got lucky.
You know what I didn't understand is it was Johnson. I don't think it was Johnson, not Moreau.
Oh, it was Johnson. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It was Johnson.
So they ruled it an incomplete pass, and then they buzz upstairs and say, "Hey, let's take a look at it." They take a look at it, and they said, "Oh, it's our bad. We reverse the call." Then there's a 10-second runoff. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the 10-second runoff. Is it because he would have been tackled inbounds? Mm. You can't really say definitively if it's going to be 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 5 seconds.
I don't know. It's just the rule.
A rule that's
in, and they, yeah.
Is this just a weird rule that they have? I didn't understand the runoff.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a great question. I don't know. Some of these rules I just can't comprehend. But they were very fortunate to come out of that with a win.
They were, but there were still some good things.
Sure.
I thought, obviously, they're getting Terry involved. Terry's having a hell of a season, by far his best season.
Oh, yeah.
How many touchdowns does he have now?
I think he's got 11.
On the year. He's got 68 catches for 11 touchdowns. He's just 31 yards shy of another 1,000-yard season. And you notice in the postgame he was wearing that Givenchy Scully. I wanted to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
About $400 skull cap. Usually I get one at Marshall's for about $6. He's wearing,
he's wearing one that's 400.
Yeah, I don't even know Givenchy. That's not even a brand I'm even familiar with. But
he's got.
Terry had a great game. I mean, there's those couple plays down the sideline that were just, you know, inches away from connecting on. I did think he was interfered on one of them. I said to John Keim earlier, I thought that Jaden made some really tough, tight window throws over the middle. You know, they weren't long, deep throws or anything, but they were like 10, 12-yard passes that had very small window, and he just ripped them in there.
I thought he would have caught that ball down the right sideline.
When he was like on a sprint?
Yeah.
There was one.
I mean, he was wide open.
There was one where Terry, frankly, he hesitated a little bit at the beginning of the route when you watch the replay, and then it just kind of affected the timing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But, you know, they'll connect on that, I think, more often than not.
But Terry is second in the league just behind Ja'Marr Chase in receiving touchdowns with his 11. So he's having an unbelievable year.
Unbelievable season, and there's no doubt they're making an effort to get him the ball early and often. I got to tell you, you know, none of the guys are like legit number two guys, but like, man, Diami shows flashes. I thought Jamison Crowder came in and made a few plays when, you know, being basically gone for most of the season. I wish they would have gotten Luke more involved. I think he only had one catch on the day, but he was actually pretty good on kickoff return. He had a couple good returns.
Yeah.
What did they do with Osborne? I didn't even notice Osborne.
He was inactive.
Yeah.
Osborne was inactive.
I was going to say I didn't even notice.
So I assume he'll be active for the Eagle game.
Of course, Marshawn Lattimore got a lot of attention for being out there, and they didn't even look to his side.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. If he can just kind of be that shutdown corner, that's going to really help them down the stretch. Especially, look, I don't expect them to not look AJ Brown's way next week, but he could certainly limit their opportunities. And I think Benjamin St. Juice, I haven't seen the snap count on that, but I got a sense that St. Juice wasn't maybe out there as much because of the addition of Lattimore.
I know he was out there and he had a penalty. I don't know if that was a defensive hold.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been kind of his bugaboo, those penalties.
He had another one.
I
kind of noticed the fact that they didn't have like a true number two yesterday. I mean, they were obviously going to Terry a bunch. But once Ertz went down with that concussion.
But look at all the different guys that got involved. Yeah. I mean, Oz had 3 catches on 4 targets. Diami, 3 catches on 4 targets. Jameson with 3 for 3. Ertz, 2 catches. Big one before he went down with the head injury. B-Rob with 3 catches. Look at all the guys. I'm still not done. Ben Sinnott had a catch. John Bates had a big catch. McNichols. Luke had just the one. So they have guys that contribute, but clearly it'd be nice to have.
They're contributors.
A stud.
But I did notice. No, I don't know how many of those sacks were on the offensive line versus Jaden, but there was a bunch of times where he just held the ball a little too long, and I assume it's because there wasn't anybody open.
I mean, he was dancing around a lot.
He was, and if he wasn't so fast, he would have been sacked 12 or 13 times.
Yeah, he made a couple just incredible plays.
I don't know, I just kind of noticed the fact that they don't have that true number two. They definitely need a true number two.
Well, I think also they definitely were suffering from not having Tyler Biadasz there in the middle.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then, you know, again, got to give your hat tip to Chase. Chase played a heck of a game for New Orleans, had a couple sacks. He was definitely making his presence felt.
Yep.
And I think, as you said, if he had played like that every week, he'd still be here.
Right. He was awesome. He and Cam Jordan both had 2 sacks each.
But at the end of the day, even though it was kind of frustrating that they could only kick the 2 field goals down the stretch, I kind of am with you in that I had a sense that this kid was probably going to miss that kick.
54-yarder,
I understood going for it in the dome, 54 yards. It's not a leg issue. It's just, you know, the further you get out there, it's just a little bit harder to make those things.
Yeah.
And it just missed it. So they held on, though. They made the plays when they needed to. They got the dub. The guys were excited in the locker room. I'm sure most people saw DQ gave the game ball to Lattimore for getting a win in his first game with his new team against his old team. And now we're on to Philly, who I'm actually surprised is only a 3.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we would be bigger dogs. Now, we are at home.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
No, I thought maybe, 5 to 6 points. I didn't think they'd be 7 points. It's division game. It's a huge game for Philly because they are now tied with Detroit at 12-2, and of course they're going for that number one overall seed, which gets the bye in the playoffs. And right now, the Lions still hold the tiebreaker based on conference record. But it's a huge game for Philly.
Well, I'm a little concerned too about where we are because we're banged up. Because Jeremy Chinn told the staff that he was okay, but they had to come out there and get him because he was knocked out on the play, at least for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You could see him; he was knocked. He was unconscious there for a second, at least. When he went to the turf. Ertz, I have to watch the replay on that because I didn't see his head hit the ground. Did you see it when you watched it?
I thought, when I first watched it, I thought it was a shoulder, but the side of his helmet did hit the ground.
The side did?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
So, and he was clearly banged up.
He was banged up, so he, you know.
That was a great catch.
He'll be in the protocol.
I mean, what a catch that was.
I would assume the Chinn will be in the protocol.
Yep.
hopefully he didn't lose anybody else. I saw Kime tweeting about there is a chance maybe the John can come back by the end of the season. John Allen, that'd be great.
I've heard that. Yep.
If we could add John to the mix, that would be excellent. But I think maybe at the end of the day, this might be the best thing for them because they escape with a dub. They got a lot of things they can work on. They can't, you know, there's no way they'll be, thinking they're hot S.
Yeah,
you know, heading into this game against the Eagles, they'll have their full attention.
Look, they've got their deficiencies; they know it. The penalties, and Coach talked about it after the game. They've got to cut their penalties down. Now, some of them were bad calls, but you just can't keep giving New Orleans, you know, bad teams.
No,
free
I think
yards.
They had, as John said, I think they've had 10, 9, and 8 or something in their last 3 games in terms of penalties.
Yeah,
so they got to clean that up.
The one thing that was really fortunate for Washington is the fact that Kamara, besides that great catch he made for the touchdown, he basically did nothing because, well, they just didn't have the ball. Mm-hmm. But he had 5 carries for 12 yards, and then he went out with the groin in the second half. He only had 4 catches for 58 yards. He did score, but he only touched the ball 9 times for less than 60 yards. So that was huge for them because he was their number one weapon. Now, Miller came in there, and he was a spark. And he was moving, but the fact that they held Kamara to about 70 yards total
right.
was huge. But that's because they didn't have the ball.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, so let's do this. Let's bang out some of these calls when we come back. It wasn't pretty. It's not how you draw it up, but they held on. They're now 9-5. The first time they've been 9-5 since, is it 1993?
That's what you said at the top of the show.
9-5 since 1993.
It's been a long time
since we've had a record like this. I know I felt like this one was slipping away, but they pulled it out. Now we've got the Eagles coming up. Want to bang out your calls, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about being 9-5 heading into what? What are we up to now? Week 16? Is that what it is?
Entering week 16, yeah. Give us a call. Want to get your reaction to this. It's a Victory Monday on Chenego Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Taking your calls, 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.